Bino Gibson's gigs have ranged from appearances on National Public Radio's Prairie Home Companion to performances in the Hollywood Bowl and with the Boston Pops. But this June and July, Banu's not going anywhere. She's teaching right here in a summer camp. Not to a bunch of brilliant up-and-coming kids, oh no. Her campers are adults, jazz lovers from around the world.
It's almost like a fantasy baseball camp where people can come and fulfill their dreams. And so many people loved music in school and wanted to maybe be a professional musician, but their parents said, no, you have to get a real job. You can't do this. And so we get an awful lot of doctors that said, I love music. I love playing. And I wanted to do this for so long. And I didn't realize a lot of these people come and you find they start opening up and it's so healing for them. And we will have grown men sitting there with their eyes tearing up because one of our campers said, you have opened a place in my heart that I didn't know existed anymore. Now, when you can do that for somebody, you know you're doing some good.
These campers live it up New Orleans style. No tents and bug spray here.
So the camp consists of a six-day event at the Bourbon Orleans Hotel. You get housing, breakfast, and lunch. And then we have a faculty. So the morning, there's a guest speaker. And then you break off into individual instrument classes. So all the trumpets go off one place and all the clarinets go off another. And you spend that morning with your faculty instructor talking about your instrument and whatever you want to cover. Then there's lunch. And then in the afternoon, you break up into ensembles. So you're in a jazz band and you play for about an hour and 15 minutes. And there's like, we give them 12 songs. They get them in advance, so about a month out. And then at the end of the hour 15 or whatever it is, there's a break and you go to another ensemble with completely different people. So all week you're playing with different musicians from all over the world.
Banu's musicians keep their campus busy. Along with daily performances, club visits are arranged, and they even have their very own jazz parade, complete with a second line.
Then we also have an event at Preservation Hall, and that is another very emotional moment for a lot of these campers because it's their mecca, and that they go there and they actually get to play inside Preservation Hall is a moment that is life-changing for some of them.
Banu's camp is in its third year. The first year there were 60 campers, then it grew to 100. This year so many have signed up for her June camp, she'll have to offer a second one in July. She has her regulars who have come every year or every other year. Some are more memorable than others.
The first year we had two guys from Argentina that I swear never slept the entire week. We would see them come in as some of the campers were getting up in the morning to go for breakfast at 6 a.m. These two Argentinas would be coming in with beers in their hand, you know, and they say, you know, we've got a breakfast and a meeting. And he goes, oh, no, we there. And they were.
So do her campers have to be super players to get into her camp?
No. We sort of believe the passion and love of the music compensates for a lot of, you know, problems. I don't know what you'd want to call it. We're looking for enthusiastic players. But you have to be able to play. You cannot be a beginner. It's too frustrating for them. Because we don't have time to teach you how to play your instrument. You have to know how to play the instrument. You can read a little bit or not read. It's not mandatory. We get some people that just play by ear and some people that can only read. So we try to take both sides of those and give them both that experience.
For more information about Banu Gibson's New Orleans Trad Jazz Camp for Adults, go to WWNO.org or NOLAVIE.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.
Keep dreaming with your head upon my shoulder.